What you doing? I'm your Otaku Tanner, the AC source for this Otakutainment Reviews. I'm talking about Junction X by Noriko Corazon, Chapter 31, The Power of the Gods. This chapter came out on January 14th, 2024, and is 21 pages, a little more than normal. So there are only 4 chapters left, including this chapter, so I'm expecting some big things. I already made my predictions in my last video, but to start off, there's a different style title page that looks really cool, and it really gives that like Final Showdown kind of vibe to it. And the story picks up with briefly Qian and Xiao Guang facing off with each other. They're both impressed with each other, kind of giving compliments, but of course only one of them can survive. And then while that's going on, Julie is facing off with the 2 6 orders. That's it. We get the title page, we get those couple pages, and then it cuts to Xiao Hu Fengli and Jin confronting Zhang. And Xiao Hu has a tiny flashback from the way beginning of Long Hu getting killed, you know, sacrificing so Xiao Hu and the rest of them could go off. Literally a few panels. But immediately, Zhang releases the Shi Lei, and then the Yao Qi from it kind of suffocates or just makes weaker Daoshi kind of sick. Maybe different effects on him, just depending. Of course, nothing happens to the ones we're familiar of or any of the people that have names. And also, thankfully, there's not some kind of pointless monologue. Zhang shows up, releases the Shi Lei, bad things start happening. Good. I'm sure it's mainly because we're kind of rushing towards the ending, but it's just nice not to have this pointless monologue of like, here's me telling you exactly everything that's going to happen, and we're just going to talk for a whole chapter before actually getting action. No! Action starts now! And we also see the Shi Lei kind of just looks like a big, sleazy, just, it looks creepy, but it kind of just looks like a sleazy guy. And it looks cool, but I don't know. Something about it just doesn't seem like that ominous to me. Like, yeah, it's creepy, but it's just big humanoid thing, and we've seen a lot of like scarier looking Zhangxi before, so it's really, I don't know, maybe it's supposed to just kind of be deceiving, but not super impressed by how scary this Shi Lei's supposed to look. And of course, the main group, at least Fengling, not scared, right away uses Ji Kai Feng and then Bagua Lei Zhang, Lightning Needle. But after landing the move, it looks like the Shi Lei kind of just crushes Fengling's head, but it was a vision or something like that, a premonition. I don't know. Fengling jumps back, saying took another step, would have been dead. That would have been it. And here's the thing. Now, I know it would be a shitty death, but I think it should have happened. Because the series is ending, and we haven't really had any more bad things happen since Long Hu died, I guess. And things are supposed to get real bad, and they are. But man, how dramatic and angry everyone would have been if that's how Fengling would have died. Ooh, but of course, that's not happened. It jumps back, and then Zhang even mentions that Fengling is nearly as strong as Bagua Daoshi, so that kind of also helps to show like how strong the Shi Lei is. But I don't know. I feel like unpopular opinion, Fengling should die. Anyways, move on. After jumping back, the Shi Lei like shoot or like uses some kind of force, whatever. It might just be pure Lao Ki. Just pushing her back, and then right after that, fires a laser, but Fengling is saved by Jin and Xiaohu, of course. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we don't want the characters you like, especially since we had a little bit of development with Fengling here. Anyways, yeah, and then that's kind of it. It was a very, very quick chapter, I realized, because it ends with Zhang just saying, now I'll show you the true power of the gods. A black circle forms around the Shi Lei. To be continued. It's a couple pages longer than normal, but it went by so quick. And we didn't even see any more Julie's fight. That's disappointing. I was wanting to see that. But so it's a little, it's even faster than what my predictions was, because I thought this chapter would be Julie finishing that fight. I guess they'll go back and forth. Really curious to see how Bagua Daoshi's Qian, however you say it, strong because apparently he's supposed to be crazy strong, one of the strongest like show users or something like that. I don't know, but there's no way that other Shilei's going to be released too, right? I don't know. Maybe Chion, that Bagarashi with Julie, is going to sacrifice just to make sure that Shilei doesn't get released too. Who knows? There needs to be something more dramatic in this too. I don't know, but yeah, that's it. The chapter is mainly just to show the initial strength of the Shilei. And then cutting to the title, tying into this. The title comes from Zhang's last line, the power of the gods, the true power of the gods, which means that should be the next chapter's name, because that's when we're going to see it. But it's, yeah, we saw some of the power of the Shilei too, so it's like a sample of it. But really quick, really brief, I guess the next couple chapters are just going to be fighting and then eventually winning. And then maybe the last chapter is just going to be like, everything's good now. But I'm still liking it. It's coming to a close. But let me know what you thought. If you really liked this chapter, you thought it went as fast as I did. If it really showed that much aside from the Shilei, I know there's of course plenty to talk about. You can do that in the comments. You can find me on social media, DAC Stories, or email me at dacstories@gmail.com, or join my Discord. Links for all this will be in my description. And hey, I also have a Ko-fi. I like to thank my Ko-fi supporters, Vix Lab and Julio Vasquez. If you also want to help support me, it's optional, but I'd greatly appreciate it. Links to that will also be in the description. But if you liked what I had to say, go ahead and give a like. If you want to keep up with me on everything else I'm doing and these last three chapters of the series, go ahead and subscribe and see when I do that. But that is it for this chapter of Junction X. I have been your Otaku Tanner, the AC Stories. Thank you so much. Until next time. Bye.